بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Continuing the explanation of Surah At-Tur, we have reached the verse 35, the saying of Allah, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created by nothing, or were they themselves the creators? أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Were they created by nothing, meaning having no creator? Or أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ, or were they themselves the creators? The answer is neither this nor that. That is because the great foundation, intellectual foundation, agreed upon by people of sound intellect, that for every event there is an originator. So, if we look at ourselves, we are events, came to existence. قال الله تعالى هل أتى على الإنسان, سورة الإنسان, هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. The beginning of the Surah Al-Insan 76. Has there not been over man a period of time when he was nothing to be mentioned? If anyone of us examines his age now, 20, 40, 60, before that he was nothing. Before that he was nothing. Therefore we are occurrences, we are events coming to existence. And for every event there is an originator that brought it to existence. So, were you then created without this originator? The answer is no. And this is an intellectual answer that cannot be denied. Or are they themselves the creators? The answer is no. Because before that they were nothing, non-existing. And how could non-existence bring something into existence? It's impossible. So if this becomes clear, that if this becomes existent, they were not created by nothing, and that they were not themselves the creators, then it is binding that there is a creator for them, able to bring them to existence, and that he is Allah, the most mighty, the most magnificent. None of them can say that in the one who brought me to existence, created me, is my father or my mother. So if this is not the case, then it's inevitable that they have a creator, Allah, the Most High. So therefore, since they have a creator, they are created. Their affairs, their sustenance, their provisions are run by the one who created them. So therefore, this entails the great conclusion that they must submit to the one who created them. And they should or must worship none but him, since he is the only creator. This verse was heard by Jubair bin Mut'im. And Jubair bin Mut'im, at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to Medina, and he was a disbeliever. Came to the city of Medina, and he was a disbeliever. He came intending to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to free the captives which the Muslims took in the Battle of Badr. And you know the Battle of Badr? The Muslims won the Battle of Badr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, and all the praise is due to Allah for that. And they killed from the pagans 70, and they captured 70, and they brought them to Medina. And these captives were divided into, some of them were freed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did a favor to some and freed them, and some he ransomed for money, for wealth in return, and some he ransomed for Muslim captives in return, and some he ransomed for teaching for a benefit, and that is teaching the people of Medina the writing. And Jubair bin Mut'im came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asking the freedom for the captives of the Battle of Badr, because they were from the essence of the tribe of Quraysh, he himself, and the captives were from Quraysh. And it appears, and Allah knows best, that Jubair heard the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 4, book 53, hadith number 367. لو كان المطعم بن عدي حيا فكلمني في هؤلاء النتنى لتركتهم له. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, talking about the war prisoners of Badr, saying, had Al-Mut'im bin Adi been alive and interceded with me for those of mean and people of bad smell, I would have freed them for his sake. I would have freed them for his sake. Why? That is because Mut'im bin Adi, when he returned, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was harmed by the people of Mecca, and then he thought to go to the city of At-Ta'if, and the people of At-Ta'if did also harm him. So when he returned to Mecca, walking until he reached Mecca and reached the Kaaba, Mut'im joined him. And he was a mushrik, he was a disbeliever. And he ordered his sons, who had their swords, with them, to take positions by the pillars of, by each of the pillars of the Kaaba, so that no one can harm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Tuf, make tawaf, circulate the Kaaba." So Abu Sufyan, one of the leaders of Quraysh, came to Mut'im and said, "Amujirun, are you giving him shelter?" To the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning, he said, "Yes." So he stayed with him until the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished his tawaf, and when he left, they left. So therefore, he did this good thing with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam was the best of people to fulfill in return. Generously. And that's why he said, if Al-Mut'im bin Uday has been alive and interceded with me for those mean I would have freed them for his sake, meaning the captives. And he described them as Nathna, because the mushriks are impure. And Jubair is his son. Jubair is his son. So it may be that he, Jubair, the son of Mut'im, and Allah knows best, heard this saying of the Prophet ﷺ, so he came to the Prophet ﷺ seeking the freeing of the captives. When he came, the Messenger ﷺ was reciting Surah At-Tur, this one we are discussing, Surah At-Tur, in the Maghrib prayer. He was performing the Maghrib prayer, alayhi salatu wassalam, and was reciting Surah At-Tur, this chapter. And when he reached this verse, we are discussing, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created by nothing, or were they themselves the creators? Jubair said, كَادَ قَلْبِ يَطِيرُ. My heart was about to fly. Why? Because this is a binding proof. A binding proof. No one can free himself from it. And then he said, وَوَقَرَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِي. Upon hearing this, faith settled in my heart. Faith settled in my heart. So therefore, to the non-Muslims who are in this room and listening, contemplate the same verse which led to the submission in Islam by Jubair bin Mut'im, when he said, when he heard the saying of Allah, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created by nothing, or were they themselves the creators? He said, كَادَ قَلْبِي يَطِيرُ. My heart was about to fly. وَوَقَرَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِي. And faith settled in my heart. Subhanallah. Think about the influence of the noble Quran. You see, the Prophet ﷺ did not invite him to Islam during this moment. But he heard this magnificent and amazing verse. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they themselves? Were they created by nothing? Or were they themselves the creators? None. Neither this nor that. بَلْ لَهُمْ خَالِقٌ. Rather, they have a creator, and he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can deny these two preludes. Were they created by nothing, or were they themselves the creators? All are decisive proofs overcoming and prevailing over any disbeliever. So if he says, yes, I have a creator, then the answer is, why then don't you worship him? Because you are a possessed slave of him. He created you. Then in the next verse, after this, were they created by nothing, or were they themselves the creators? أَمْ خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. أَمْ خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Or did they create the heavens and the earth? بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ. Nay, but they have no firm belief. So then Allah moved here in the statement. He moved from that which is what? From the low rank to the higher rank. Because the heavens and the earth are far greater regarding their creation than man? Certainly not. Nay. That's why Allah said, nay, but they have no firm belief. Why they attest to this? They attest to that. They attest to this fact, as Allah mentioned, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. And if you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth, they will say, the one who created them is the one who is almighty, the all-knowing. Yet despite that, they did not attest to the message of Islam. That's why Allah said, بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Nay, but they have no firm belief. So they have no firm belief that the one who created the heavens and the earth is Allah. Had they, were they on this belief, on this firm belief, had they been on this firm belief, then this would have made them such a certainty to believe the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and attest to his message. And these are great binding matters and great proofs established against the disbelievers. And if Allah wished, He would have punished them without all of this presentations of proofs. Now, then the next exclamation intended as a scolding, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْطِرُونَ, or are they, or are with them the treasures of your Lord, or are they the tyrants with the authority to do as they like? So do they have the treasures, possess what Allah possesses, all these treasures that He possesses, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they can prevent giving to whom they wish and give to whom they wish? The answer, they don't. They don't possess anything of that. The one who possesses the rizq, the provision, and the giving and the withholding is Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Most blessed and most high is He. And since Allah denied their possession of the treasures of Allah, He said, أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْطِرُونَ, or are they the tyrants with the authority to do as they like? The answer is no. So if they don't have anything of this, then they are commanded as a creation, and they are therefore nothing before the might of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated also, أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمٌ يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ فَلْيَأْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ, or have they a stairway to heaven by means of which they listen to the talks of what goes on in the heaven, then let their listener produce some manifest proof. So do they have a stairway to heaven to listen as to what goes on in the heavens? The answer is no. And if they claim so, فَلْيَأْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ الْمُبِينِ, then let their listener, the one who listens, bring a clear proof for his listening to what occurs in the heavens, or what is said in the heavens. The answer, they will not have a means to that, except the sorcerers, who have jinnis in touch with them, working for them, who go and snatch what goes on in the heavens. Then they add to this 100 lies over what they may snatch. So he may say something true from what he had heard from the sayings in heaven, and then add upon that 100 lies. And then this sorcerer plays the the game on the people and say, see, didn't I tell you on that day something like this will take place? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, أَمْ لَهُ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَكُمُ الْبَنُونَ. Or has he Allah only daughters and you have sons? This is an exclamation of scolding and denial. Meaning, you assign daughters to Allah and to you assign sons. Why? Because they mentioned that the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are banat, daughters, and they have sons. And so the one who has the sons will overcome the one who has the daughters. Because the one who has sons, his army are males, stronger and more daring than the woman. And so they made the angels, who are the slaves of the most beneficent subhanahu wa ta'ala, as females. As Allah stated about them in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:19, وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَاثًا أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ سَتُكْتَبُ شَهَادَتُهُمْ وَيُسْأَلُونَ. And they make the angels who themselves are the slaves to the most beneficent Allah females. Did they witness their creation? Their evidence will be recorded and they will be questioned. Explicit threat. So they didn't witness their creation, so that for them to come and say they are daughters, سَتُكْتَبُ شَهَادَتُهُمْ, their evidence will be recorded, which is a false and a lie, وَيُسْأَلُونَ, and so they will be questioned. So those who belied the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the Quraysh tribe, they said, لَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ وَلِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ, they have the sons and Allah has the daughters. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى in Surah Al-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 57, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. And they assign daughters unto Allah, glorified and exalted be He above all that which they associate with Him, and unto themselves what they desire. What they desire? The males. We know that if they used to, once they get the glad tidings of the birth of a, or the news of the birth of a female, as Allah stated in the next verse, 16:58, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And when the news of the birth of a female child is brought to any one of them, his face becomes dark and he is filled with inward grief, angry, grieved. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, the next verse, يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, he will hides himself from the people, مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, because of the evil of what of that whereof he has been informed. ثُمَّ يَتَرَدَّدْ, then he hesitates, أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ, shall he keep her with dishonor, أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ, or bury her in the earth. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُ, certainly evil is their decision. Can we stop here inshallah ta'ala? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.